Hello.
Why are you yelling?
I'm sorry.
What
it's
up?
been forever. How are you?
I'm tired. I've been sick, low key. That was the other reason why
me I couldn't
put scripts together, record nothing.
Oh my god! Are you just you have a cold?
Yeah. I think it was just a cold, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay. You think I had the flu? Because I died.
Literally, yo, people be dying, bro.
Oh my god, rip.
The flu.
I'd speak at your funeral, don't worry.
What?
I'd speak at your funeral, don't worry.
Oh, really? Say what?
He was cool. Okay, so let's get started because I got so much homework to do that I've been neglecting. Okay, I finished recording. You just have to send me the music and then the... Not finished recording. I finished editing. You just have to send me the music and then the thing that goes, the Minority Wealth Management, like, logo and the song thing, background.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Tian. Okay, I have spring break next week, so that's probably when I'm going to take care of the credit card one because I have been, like, really, really swamped with all the stuff I have to do.
Wait. Like, this coming week or, like, the following?
The following.
Oh, that's the same week I'm on spring break.
Are you really?
So we putting out content every day. What's up?
Are you coming home?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wait. Let me get this right. So this is... Because mine starts the 30th.
Yes, mine too.
Oh, my God. We're going to do a video together. We haven't done it in so long.
Yeah. We can put it... What I'm thinking is, like, we need to grind this next week and just think of... Well, there are things we can talk about, but, like, put the scripts together so that we can just record, like, 5.
Okay.
Backlog.
The thing is, though, I'm literally like I will have no time until after like Wednesday.
That's fine.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
You said that so aggressively. You're like, all right, it's fine.
No, yeah, I'm just saying. There's no need to stop crying. It's okay.
Oh my god, I can't stand it. No, I think I'm really glad I re-recorded though because the new video is so funny.
That's good.
I'm excited.
So a good point that my mom brought up, though, and I think that these update calls, this is why they're necessary, is to make sure that people understand what we're doing and why, because she was like, why are you guys talking about scams and multi-level marketing? And, like, I had to explain that to her. And, like, it makes sense after you explain, like, why, like, where that fits in. But I feel like for somebody who just wants to come learn about investing, if we just pull up with this scams thing and, like, I don't know, then another video about, you know, multi-level marketing, it could, you know, give off this perception that, like, or one can perceive it as, like, us going down this path that they were not looking for.
Okay, I understand.
So we just have to make sure that we're at least putting out some other content that is, you know, letting people know where we're coming from.
Okay.
Or at least when we post about the videos or, like, you know, in the comment or something so people know that, oh, yeah, this is why we did this, and, like, oh, this is coming soon. Or something like that, you know?
Okay. Do you feel that way, though? Because I feel like we've talked about... I understand what you're saying, but, like, I also feel like we've talked about stuff like how we want to change the minority community. So I feel like that goes into...
Right.
Because then we would have to question all of our videos. Like, why would we say change our mindset if people are coming here for, like, investing?
No, yeah. It's not about, like, at that high... It's not at that high level. It's like, what if somebody came in... and they did, like, the progression of, like, financial freedom, savings, investing, and then we just, like, stopped, right? And now, like, I don't want them to think that after 2 videos, we're never going to come back to that, right? So,
okay.
And same thing for somebody who's just on, who's going to watch the scams video and going to watch the multi-level marketing and is going to want more of that career stuff, you know? So, like, we have to make sure that we're balancing it well and letting people know that, you know, yeah, we're trying to help everybody, so... You know, we're going to have to deviate from whatever you're getting out of this channel at times.
Okay. So then... okay, no problem.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say something, but that's unnecessary.
Okay. So this... I think I'm... I don't know if I mentioned this to you. It happened, like, last week. But there's this... there's this group or these 2 people who are running this financial literacy initiative on campus. And it's going to be, so I went to, like, the meeting, I expressed my interest in being a part of the planning committee. And so I finally got to go to the first meeting, and that was this past Friday. And so basically what it's going to be is like this week-long thing. Like, it's a week-long series of events where straight up just financial literacy, like from local banks are coming in, we've got a bunch of corporate sponsors, we just talked to Robinhood, like all this good stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's
going
to
be... Oh my gosh.
This, exactly. And so when... So the two people who started it, they kind of just got this handed to them. That's what I got. Like, mm-hmm. that was the impression I got. And so they were really trying to recruit other people on, to be on this committee so that, one, they could have younger people who can take the baton and kind of move it forward after they leave, because they're both seniors. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is they want – I don't know – like, I don't think they have – like, they have a general idea of, like, oh, where should I go to figure out how to use my money as best as I can? But they were really surprised when I think it was me and another sophomore who actually showed up to the first meeting. And so I talked about my channel, and they were like, wow, oh my gosh. And then the other student, she talked about this startup that she's working for called Napkin Finance. And they're actually really cool. Mm-hmm. They like put all these finance concepts on a napkin, and it's like they have a bunch of napkins for, you know, a bunch of different topics, which is really cool.
Napkin Finance?
But, yeah.
I'm looking up right now, but go ahead.
So that's that. But anyways, like, so the reason I'm telling you is, one, because obviously, you know, they were asking me for a way that I can, like, incorporate the channel into it.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I'm documenting the day somehow, or doing like recording a video for the channel on one of the days of the week, something that, like, you know, something interactive, that is like is cross promotional. So that's one thing. But the other thing that I'm getting away from this, taking away from this, is that if they're seniors, then if it's me and that other girl running this event for the next 2 years, I'm plugging us, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So that's really, I just really want to, you know, be a part of it as much as I can this semester. Mm-hmm. And like, not even ask for anything in return, just make sure that I can show them how passionate I am about it. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, when it comes to, you know, next year, now saying, okay, who's going to run it this year? You know, I'll be the first person they ask, you know?
Bro, that is such an amazing opportunity. I'm so mad at Brooke. Like, they need to get it together.
Then that's it. Then you start it. That was another thing I was going to ask you. Like, I saw a picture, I think, might have been on Twitter or something, of Darius at some event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they won some competition or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or not won, but they placed high.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, yeah, like, whatever you can find. Like, first of all, I was going to say, just like, yeah, continue to hang out with him. I mean, I know you guys are friends, but, like, he's clearly, you know, doing stuff.
Yeah, he's in a, but, like, they did a, it's, like, for his fraternity.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But it's a financial fraternity, but it wasn't called. It was for his, like, specific thing. They were just, like, telling them about BAP, which is, I think it's Beta Alpha Psi. They were just telling them about.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a, yeah, but trust me, I'm trying to stay friends with them. I'm trying to figure out, like, groups that are, like, I'm in the club area a lot, so I'm trying to figure out, like, where I can fit myself into. I'm literally talking to anyone I can about, like, groups and stuff like that, but it's just, look at the wall all the time, because it's like this wall of like events and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's rough because I don't know which one. I don't know where to sign up.
Just sign up for all of them.
No,
literally
all of them.
Like, because the other thing is, like, you have to do it for your own career development too, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So like, don't I wouldn't want you to give up, you know, finding something for career stuff over like. No, like, give up doing that for some finance thing that maybe isn't in line with the career. You know what I'm saying? So, like, have that balance.
But,
definitely look out for things like that, because, like, when I told them that, it was just like, oh, yeah, you know, that's amazing. Because, like, they want to highlight the students, right? So if you're doing something like that, then that's cool. I think we should also – so I talked to Deshaun. He's not doing Success to You anymore, by the way.
I saw that. It's almost done.
Yeah, but – there's these two of the projects that he has going, and I just reached out to him about a few topics that I can talk about. These are, like, independent of finance, because that Sunrise Paradigm thing, that show is just, like, a general, like, in-depth conversation with people about different topics. But I think that is, we should be, like, looking for ways to get featured on other people's platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's like tons of, like, I was reading the other day about like the five best, I think Jocko posted it, and it was like the five women you should follow for personal finance advice or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking like that, in addition to other things that I saw the previous week of just like all these like women in finance blogs, black this, black that, minority this, minority, like, just go, like, search, like, you know what I'm saying? And just say, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this. Like, you know, if it's, especially somebody who's starting out, like, I would love to be featured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be cool for either one of us. But even if it's, like, independent, like, there's another site that I saw that I thought, that I'm pretty sure, oh, I didn't send it to you. But basically, there was a site of these two girls started that has something to do with, like, beauty and fashion or something like that, and they like mm-hmm. highlight people and say, you know, what they're doing in those spaces, but also like, you know, ask them what their definition of beauty is in this new age or whatever. And I'm like, yo, Leanna should be featured on this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. not about finance, but it's like, how are they gonna introduce you? They're gonna say, yeah. Oh yeah, Leanna is, you know, the co-founder of Minority Wealth Management. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
kind of like make sure that we're also like, in addition to like getting opportunities where that are specifically for MWM, like finding opportunities for us as individuals, such that when we are doing whatever we want to do, you know, they'll introduce us as, you know, part of this other thing, right? Mm-hmm. So that could be cool. Just, I mean, it's not something that you need to necessarily stress out about, but like something to just think about.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's a really, really good idea. I think the Stony Brook fashion thing is really going to help me. The fashion show is really going to help me out as well, just like putting my name out there. Exactly. And then the other fashion show, I feel like, yeah, man, this is the year of beauty for me.
That's what I'm saying.
But year. I feel like features, I'm going to be doing, this is like my own personal thing, but I'm actually going to be doing a beauty video soon. Do you think I should do it?
What do you mean? What is it? Oh, why would you not do it?
Just like an Instagram video. I don't know. What if people unfollow me? You said you wouldn't unfollow me.
Wait. You're thinking of doing a beauty? What do you mean? Like, what is it going to be?
Like, you know those little... Oh, you've probably never seen them. Those, like, little makeup tutorials that are on Instagram. They're, like, 1 minute long.
Wait, why would you not do that?
Because you're going to unfollow me.
Well, why would you want me as a follower anyway?
Because I need followers.
Okay.
Do you not understand what I'm saying? I think you
should do it. Wait. You're going to put on your personal or your...
Yeah, my personal. Well, my personal and my makeup. Why? So people can know. No, I'm going to do it on both.
No, put it on your, like, personal story and then, like, as a regular post on your makeup one. Or, like, if you're going to put it as a full thing on your regular one, don't make it, like, a regular thing. Just do it once. And then if they want to see more, then they'll go to the makeup. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. But I feel like at the end of the day, if I really do, like, if makeup, like, really does work out for me, then I'm going to end up taking my personal. This is, doesn't matter, whatever. But okay. I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm, like, so content. So.
Yeah, so we have scams just went out. Oh, that's what I had to tell you. There was a glitch with YouTube.
What happened?
So apparently people were just not getting the views that they were that they usually do. So a lot of YouTubers actually took their videos down the day that we put out scams. A lot of people actually took their videos down and had to re-upload them like the next day because we uploaded them there was like a YouTube glitch and the chat and the like video wasn't going being sent out to people. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Hold on, let me see if I can.
Okay, yeah, send me the link or something.
Yeah.
So whatever. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's why we only got 30 views as opposed to, like, 125 as you usually do.
I see. Okay.
And
it doesn't matter. We're not... We shouldn't repost it.
We're definitely not going to repost it, but I'm just saying, like, our views were very, very low compared to everything else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I mean, I also just saw, like, a jump. I think it was over last night. I think a lot of people, like, put it... I think the reason, like, for those little jumps is, like, people put it in their watch later thing.
Yeah?
Right? Yeah, I think that's what happened. Because, I mean, people, I've interacted with people who said, oh, yeah, it's in my watch later playlist. Like, you know what I'm saying? They didn't watch it right away because of whatever. And so, I mean, I do the same thing, like I told you. So,
Yeah, I didn't think watch later was like really a thing. I don't understand people.
It's such a thing for me. Oh my god,
it's such a thing.
Yeah, okay. I literally just go to like the homepage of YouTube some days and just click, watch later.
No, this guy wasn't like a day. You're weird. Why don't you just watch it in that moment? Like, that's what I just don't understand.
If I'm in class, right? I can't really watch a 7-minute or whatever.
But then, if you're in class, then why are you on YouTube?
No. I'm not going through YouTube. I'm just going on the homepage when they recommend it, because that stuff changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's recommendations are going to be different from today's. So I just go on recommendation stuff every day. Well, not every day, but whenever I think about it, and I'm just like, okay, what's good today? And I'll put it in a watch later, because I'm not going to see that as a recommendation ever again, theoretically.
Okay. Anyway. Thank you. Okay. But it wasn't an article. It was just a tweet. Some guy said that, some random guy who has like 6 million followers was like, I'm taking down today's video that was just uploaded because clearly there's a major issue with views this week across the board, and videos aren't going out to subscribers. Hopefully I can upload tomorrow. If YouTube can figure this glitch out, and that was happening for like everyone.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it's whatever. It's whatever. Okay, but that's good though. I mean, I showed you the feedback for that video from the focus group. I think it was good. What was I gonna say? You have multi-level marketing coming out. Are you gonna do the podcast about the full story? Or
yeah, I have to.
Okay. So I mean, you can plan that whenever. Mm-hmm. So what I did with the whole compound interest thing, did I tell you about that one?
No. Oh, the rap?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not the entire video, by the way. It was just
okay.
Like,
thank God.
3 seconds. Anyways. Basically, what I did was like I did an Instagram like 1 minute type video, and then I did a full length YouTube video for that same topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did 1 minute of like just like joking around, and then like a.
No. 1 minute of this like of summarizing that entire video.
Okay. Why?
So that I can. That can be on Instagram.
Okay, sorry. I missed that entire... I was like, what is happening? What are you talking about? But okay, all right. Yeah. So a 1 minute video for Instagram and then 1 video. Okay.
Yeah. So like if it's something like... Because the reason I'm trying this out is like that could be cool. Like, you know, you just get a little clip that's like not a clip of the video, but it's like a shorter version of it.
Yeah.
Right? That we can post in different places. Because the thing is like for some people, like for me, like that's all I would need. I would only need that analogy that I gave, right?
Yeah.
To explain the topic, but for other people, maybe it doesn't make sense. So they go to the video and like, okay, here's the definition, here's math, here's whatever.
Got it. Okay.
So that'll work that way.
So that's a good one. So maybe I should do that one for credit cards.
Yeah, what video are you referring to when you say credit cards?
Credit cards was build your credit or something like that?
Oh, the one that the guy asked.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So, like, the shorter version would be, like, in the form, like, the way that I answered his question, right? Like, in that form, where it's just, like, here are 3 things. Like, boom. And then, like, for some people, that would be all they need, right? So that's why it can be an Instagram video. But then you go in depth on YouTube about it. But I do think we should do a credit DNA before that, though.
Okay, so we should record a credit DNA while we're together?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. And then I also think we should do one on internships together.
Okay.
Even though I don't have an internship yet, that's fine. We're fine.
I'm weak. Okay, yeah, we can do that.
I think that'd be a good one. Because I feel like people don't understand the stress of an internship. And, like, even when I talk to people, they're like, the importance, sorry. And fight me. And when I talk to people, like, when I talk to people now about an internship, they're like, oh, you're starting so early. But it's like, I'm not starting early. Like, this is the time that you're supposed to start.
Yeah, I think that could be, like...
part of the career thing?
Okay. No. I'm not saying that we should change it. I'm saying that could be, like, the way that we present that, it could be experience, kind of, not experience, but like a conversation, basically. I think that would be the best way to present that one. Because there's nothing, like, as of at first, like, or maybe, like, the conversation can be complimentary to it or something like that. Because I feel like, what?
Huh. We can explain, like, the help, like, how an internship helps you. Yeah, obviously, like, it helps you gain experience in the field that you want to do. And then we can link, like, the things that we use on how to get experience. And then, I mean, we're not going to do, like, we're not going to build their resume, but, like, we can just do, like, highlight, like, certain things in your resume.
Okay. I'm saying, like, how I know, I understand that, but, like, what would be, like, for example, what would be the title of the video? Oh, like, what is the main point? Are we giving them tips on how to get one, or why is it important? Like, what is the main point of the video?
Both of those. How to get one, and what's the importance of an internship?
Well, that's a lot, though.
Is it?
I think it should be two separate things. To say how to get one and talk about why it's important, you're either gonna have a really long video, or do one of them, or not do one of them justice.
Okay, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can break it down into two.
But I think that's good. I think jobs in like. College jobs, like,
oh yeah, you
something like that, like side hustles or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Okay, so let's just start like writing these down so that we can.
Yeah, let me write it down so we start don't forget
putting stuff together. Okay. Okay, cool. I'm the next like investing thing that I'm gonna put out, stock investing,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically gonna be like what you need to know before you invest in your first stock.
Okay,
and that's like good. Basically. Yeah, so it's basically going to give people, like, that foundation to now say, okay, should I go into it or not? Like, it's literally like a package of resources, mentality, and, like, questions you should ask yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, someone should, after that video, that I like, the goal is to have, you know, people who are on edge about it, giving them the ability to say, okay, yes, I'm gonna do this or no, right?
Yeah.
And then after that video, I'll go into like, okay, maybe you said no, so now this is like another option where I go into like robo advisors and Betterments, like those things, like basically just going down in like order of like decreasing risk. So I talked about stocks. If you don't want to do that, then we're going to talk about something a little bit safer. If you want to do that, something a little safer.
Okay.
Just keep going down that way. Yeah.
Here's a fire.
Okay.
I'm writing it down just to be clear. We have the credit card DNA, how to build your credit, why internships are important, how to get an internship. And then jobs in college. And then investing. More investing DNAs in order of decreasing risk. Okay. We have a lot of videos coming up.
Yeah. So that's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. Also last thing is I think what's something that could really help both of us, I don't know, for me, I kinda it's not that I had a writer's block with this next script for the investing thing. It's that I just want to know beforehand what people are going to take away from what I say, mm-hmm. right? So I'm thinking about like before we do a video, maybe if we have like we do like a podcast, or maybe not even. Maybe you don't have to even put it out on Apple Podcasts or whatever the case is. Maybe it's just like a private conversation that we have with one of our subscribers. Cause I'm thinking like, you know, what if I ask somebody from the focus group, like, you know, can we just sit down and talk for like 30 minutes on this day about this topic? Right. And then let me, you know, present this to you, but I want you to ask me any questions that you have so that I can better formulate the script, you know,
mm-hmm.
Especially with the video, like, cause even like the compound interest thing, I feel like I should have talked to the person who asked me about it. So that I can make sure that their question will be answered before I even make the video. I mean, that one was really easy, though, because it's like white or black. It's just compound interest is this. But in general, right, you know, if talking about something like, oh, yeah, this is what you should do before you invest in your first stock, like, present that to the person and say, oh, do you feel like you're, you know, well-equipped to now go invest in your first stock? Mm-hmm.
Right? I feel like we need, people aren't giving us, we get feedback from, like, the focus group and, like, some people who hit us up, like, here and there, but I also feel like we need some critiques as well. Like, we need someone who's really going to sit down with us other than your mom. Like you said, to just tell mm-hmm. us, like, what, like, are we doing stuff right? Like, is it okay for them? Like, do they understand what's going on? Are they interested in it anymore? Because we, like, our views did decrease, but I just want to know, like, are they still interested? Do they feel like they still need this channel in their life? Well, they obviously do, but mm-hmm. it's like, I just want to make sure that it's benefiting to other people.
Yeah, I definitely think that, like, so it's going to be hard to get that with our following now, but if you just pinpoint, like, a person and just do it, like, person by person, I think that will...
Do you feel like they're going to be honest with us?
I mean, the way you'd have to be able to get that, like, get it out of them, right? Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying it's not, we're not presenting it as, oh, tell us what we're doing wrong, right? It's ask them what they want to know such that we can conclude that we're doing something right, you know? Mm-hmm. Because the point is, like, we're not going to be, like, with any video, we're not going to be able to, you know, present it in a way that is impactful for every single person, mm-hmm. right? But if we can successfully, you know, deliver a video that impacts at least one person, that means that, you know, maybe like 30% of the viewers will also be impacted, because, like, that's just like, I don't know, like, the probability of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like one person is going to be compatible with at least 30% of our viewers. Mm-hmm. Right. So now if we can at least get one person aside and say, okay, how can we answer your question? Then we can, you know, be confident in the fact that we're answering 30% of our viewers' questions for that video, at least. Right. So.
Oh my God, who would we start with? So now I'm just thinking.
I mean, well, it depends on the video. Like, so, like, for that question that you're about to answer, right? Like, you can reach out to that person.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you reach out to the guy for the question to answer. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so it just depends. Like, I know, I mean, Lance, and like, in my focus group, he's been really commenting about the investing side of things. Like, when we put out like investing videos, he's like, oh yeah, this is what I was looking for.
Right? Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna ask him for feedback on this specific video for stock investing and see what he thinks.
Okay.
Right. But it depends. Like, it won't just be him every time. Right?
Yeah, obviously not.
So yeah.
Okay, that's a really good idea. Okay. I'm very excited that I'm very excited that we have the same break, because I feel like we can get a lot done.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even if we don't record videos, at least we can put something together. Yeah.
Maybe have one, like, of those conversations that we did before, because I feel like that was really good.
Yeah, we should. That was the plan. We should have one with Kristen and Ariana and... Remember, we were planning that? No? Yeah. we weren't saying that we should sit down with all of them about the college athlete thing?
Oh, yes. Okay, we could do that. I don't think they have break, though, but we could do that.
Yeah. Oh, right. They don't have break. Okay. Maybe if it's just us. Like, somebody should be available.
Yeah, one of them. Kristen's always down to talk, so I think she can. I definitely think we can do that. It probably wouldn't be a sit-down, but it'd just be like us, like, just talking to them on the phone.
Okay. Something, yeah.
Okay. Something. I'm excited for that one. I'm very excited for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We have videos coming out.
Yeah, we got stuff.
We got good stuff. That's good. I think that opportunity at your school is really great. I'm going to need to step my game up and really find it. I really need to go to school, like, and just be like, let me join. To anyone.
Yeah, everywhere.
Because, like, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
This is a weird one. I feel like we're both... Update? Yeah, this is an upgrade call. It was good, but... Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. I don't think it's weird.
Okay. I think everything's weird. Okay.
All right. All right, yeah, we'll talk later this week and figure out what we're going to do next week.
Okay, no problem. All right, see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Later.